Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. On today's program, we have the choir singing, "I Just Feel Like Something Good Is About to Happen," and then part three of Pastor Duck's message.
Look to heaven expecting as they pray. I To be in church. Amen. Remember, folks, there's only one place you want to be, and that's called Bethel, the house of the Lord, the house of God today. And it's the house of God, for He said, I am the Lord your God, and you shall have none other before me. Amen. That's the house of God. The house of God who said, I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. The house of God who said, with Him all things are possible to him that will believe. Amen. The house of God who said, as Isaiah declared, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. The house of God, He says, I will supply. I will supply your every need according to His riches and glory. The house of God, who said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. You're not going to get that anywhere else but in the house of God. You're not going to get blessed unless you're walking with Him. You're not going to get blessed unless you're in the will of God. You're not going to get blessed until you're surrendered to God. And I'm telling you, God's calling the church to get back to the altars today of surrender and put God first in their life and seek the Lord and serve Him. Amen. And be faithful to Him. But it comes down to a matter of choice. But preacher, you just don't understand. No, I don't. I guess I'm dumb as dirt. I don't understand. I don't understand why we can put everything else ahead of God and then try to pull God out of a hat like a rabbit only when we need Him. When we don't need Him, we kick Him back in the closet. We'll call you when we need you. Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't want Him in any closets. I'm glad He cleaned my closets out a long time ago. I'm glad He redeemed my soul. I'm glad He forgave my sins. I'm glad today He's living and breathing in me today. The Holy Ghost is a part of my life every day. Not just when I step into that pulpit, but brother, I tell you, He's even with me when I sleep. Amen. He's covering me with His grace, His hand, His protection, His goodness and His blessings today. You just can't get enough of Him. He's always there. He'll lift you through every trial. He'll bring you through every valley. He's the God that will help you today. But you've got to get to the place that you'll put your reliance and your trust and your faith in God, because He is your helper today. Amen. David said, I looked unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Amen. Hallelujah. Genesis 14:12. I haven't gotten to the text yet. Don't get nervous. It got personal for Abraham. And they took Lot, Abram's brother's son. So let me ask you this question. Where are the members of your family at today? Pretty tough question, isn't it? Well, they're busy and they've done this and they got this going on. And you know, we can make every excuse that we can conjure up. I'm not so interested today about that fact. I'm interested today in the fact of where are they in their walk with God. What can I do, Pastor? Pray. It is the greatest tool that God has put in our resources today is to pray. Because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, woman, boy, or girl will avail much. Amen. So where are those today God has given you in the household of faith? Where are the servants of God? Where are those who profess they've been delivered, but they don't live like it? We need to pray for them. Not condemn them. Encourage them. Pray for them. Hound them to death. Beat on their door. Call their phone. Go see them. Don't give up. Be relentless. Be persistent. Either they're going to come or they're going to tell you to get off my back. And if they tell you to get off their back, Just throw the saddle back on them and ride them some more. Amen. I believe it's time that we take our family back for God. I mean, I'm serious about that. I believe it's time we take it, because every one of you sitting in this church, and I included, have family and have people who have drifted and away from God, or they are lost. I believe it's time we take them back for the kingdom. Amen. And so Abraham went and brought Lot back, and he brought the gold and the silver, and Abraham, he would give a tithe to Melchizedek. Melchizedek, of course, is a priestly king, but he also is a picture or a type or a shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Genesis 14, there are 10 kings, listen to this, 9 are wicked, 1 is righteous, his name is Melchizedek. And the righteous one, guess what? He shows up last. They're all there with their greed, saying, you know, that gold, and that, was there a goblet or something in there that had, you know, that's mine? You know, they were anxious to get the material gains that they thought were theirs. And you know, you can look at today, kingdoms and kings today, through history today. But there's only one king yet to appear. Amen. There's only one king that's about to come, and I believe soon and very soon. He is the final king. He is the righteous king. He is the priestly king. He is the one today that is the only king. He is the king above all kings. And that king is no other than the Lord Jesus Christ, the king of all kings and the Lord of all lords. Amen. The only thing you will want, the only thing we should desire, because God has everything that we need in life, is to desire Him. However, Lot went right back to Sodom. It's amazing. Right back to the world. Right back to the filth of the world. But the word of the Lord came to Abram. And hallelujah, when there is nobody left to talk to, I'm glad God speaks up. Amen. Some of you are in situations and there's nobody else to talk to. Nobody else can help you. Nobody can get you out of what you're going through. Let me tell you what, there's no doctor left to talk to. There's no one today. And it seems like, honestly, in this world in which we're living, nobody cares anyway. But circumstantially today, there is no one left to talk to. But when God speaks, you better listen. And I'm glad His voice is still speaking through all the clamor of the world and all the confusion and all the sin and all the shame. I'm glad that voice is a voice above every voice. And I'm glad that voice is still speaking and saying, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Amen. That voice is saying, come, and I will lift your burden. Come, I will save your soul. Come, and I will deliver you. Come, I will meet your need. Come, I will heal you. Come, I will help you. Come, I will give you hope. Amen. He is the God who can heal you. He's the God who can supply that every need in your life today. He's the God that can deliver you. Amen. And He's the God that only He and He alone can help you today. You know, the world offers nothing but hopelessness, honestly. I mean, you know, with God, though, there is hope today. And He is the God of all hope. Amen. So whom He sets free, they're free indeed, aren't they? In Genesis 15, now we get to the message. But it'll be short. Is the power of a promise. From Genesis 15, the first thing God says is what? Fear not, Abram. Fear not. God is a faith builder today. He will establish and He will build faith in you today. But remember, this is the way to kill. There's a way to kill your faith, and that's to live in fear. You will neutralize your faith when you are living by fear, worry, and doubt. Amen. I will not fear for the blood of Jesus. He's the one that has redeemed me from the clutches of sin and shame and the shackles of Satan. Amen. I will not fear, for through the blood of Jesus, my sins are forgiven. That today I will not fear because I am justified and I'm made righteous in the sight of a holy God. I will not fear because I've been made I've experienced sanctification and been made holy today and set apart for the use of Almighty God.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.